Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today, over the phone, we are joined by Mont Harmon Middle School Principal Keith Palmer, as well as 8th grade student Jade Vasquez. And we're going to be talking about what's happening over at Mont Harmon for this week's Carbon School District Update. It's a pleasure to be talking to both of you today. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
So we'll start on the academic side of things. Start of the third semester here after that winter break, which felt like it was much needed for everyone, students, teachers, administration, everyone always loves that winter break. But now you're back at it. And this third term, you're doing something a bit new. You've introduced flex interventions to the school. So for people who aren't familiar, can you explain what these flex interventions are?
So, I mean, they were doing them in the past, but they were kind of not organized well, and it wasn't working great, so we kind of put a hold on it until we had a better plan. And so the idea right now is that every student has a homeroom class that they're assigned, and that teacher's helping them keep track of missing assignments. But also, their teachers can request that they come to get intervention on a skill or a concept that they're missing. And so they get an email every day telling them so-and-so has requested you, and then when it's time to go to flex, they know they're going to math today to get intervention or whatever. And we have set aside certain days that have priority to get students so that we can try to share the load and not have one teacher always getting the student. And so we just started it last week, really, and it's gone pretty well so far. And we're hoping that we'll see improved grades, but also just more students that are really mastering content and being prepared for their next course or next school or, you know, depending on the situation.
You know, ultimately, that goal is the mastery. That's what the state officials are kind of focusing on. So they want these students to master the concepts that they're learning at each specific grade level. So this is a great chance to help give them that extra help they may need to succeed in certain areas. I'm really a big fan of how you guys are approaching it. I think it's a great way to approach something like this.
Yeah, it's gone okay. There's still a few little tweaks in the system that we're using to track it and things, but for the most part, I think it's going to be successful and really help those kids that need, you know, just a little more attention, and they'll be able to get that. So.
Yeah, and moving from the academic side of things, it's been a very exciting week here in Carbon County at the middle school level because the girls wrestling team had the opportunity to compete up at the junior high state wrestling championships. And not only did they have a good showing as individuals, but they also had a fantastic showing as a team, coming away with the team state title. And it's incredible to see the growth girls wrestling has had, especially here in Carbon County.
Yeah, it's been really good. They went down to that tournament. They wrestled really well. It's kind of fun because there's not enough for the two schools, and our region doesn't participate, so it's a combined helper Mont Harmon team. And they've been working really hard for months and months leading up to do this and going to lots of tournaments, and it was exciting what they accomplished last week.
And that's why we have Jade in here to kind of talk about that experience. So, Jade, I'll throw these next few questions out to you because it's been an exciting time, I'm sure, as a wrestler. But what did it look like getting ready for the state tournament? What led up to this ultimate state tournament?
We have to, like, work really hard at practice. And before the tournament, our coaches, like, gave us like a whole little speech on how to mentally prepare, and even if we go out and lose, it doesn't matter as long as we try our best and to like how to bounce back from it.
You know, it's incredible the mental side of it, because everyone always talks about and sees the physical side of wrestling, you know, the big double leg takedowns, the slams, the half Nelsons, the cradles. But what they don't really see is the mental preparation that you guys have to do, because it's match after match after match in those tournaments. How do you keep your mind straight, not just from physical exhaustion, but from mental exhaustion as well? What's your strategy to stay on track during these long tournament days, especially when the lights are shining brightest at the state tournament?
We mostly think like positive thoughts, and if we look back at what we could have done better, and then we fix it for our next match.
you know, it's always that next step mentality. You always want to be focusing on the next thing. You want to make sure you're not dwelling on the negative in the past. You're looking ahead to the future and how you can improve. And that's one of the biggest lessons I think you learn from wrestling is that. Now, as you go to the tournament, what was the environment like with your teammates as you go in for the state tournament?
It was a really good environment because, like, everyone was supporting each other and cheering everyone on, even the kids that were there that weren't a part of our team.
Now, of course, you come away with the team state title. What was the feeling like when you found out that you were being crowned as state champions? What was running through your head as that announcement came through?
I was like, I couldn't believe it, but at the same time, I could because we all put in hard work and we didn't give up.
You know, it's the hard work and seeing that pay off. It's always such a good feeling. And of course, you come home and you have the big celebration. You've got the police, the fire truck escort. What was that like riding back in that environment with all those fire trucks blaring? What was it like seeing the community really come out and support you guys like they did?
It was a great feeling because we knew that people in the community supported us being like girls in a male dominant sport and seeing how much support we had.
You know, it's incredible how much girls wrestling has grown, and you've played a very big part in getting it to where it is. So if there are any girls out there, you know, they may be on the fence, you know, they want to get into wrestling, but they don't know how to approach it. What would you say to encourage them to take that step to get onto the mat?
Try your best, and even if you, like, fail, to keep going because you have to put in hard work for it.
Now, Principal Palmer, I know that you are probably quite proud of these girls for all their accomplishments here. Looking at it from an administration perspective, what are the emotions like seeing your school succeed, not just on a regional level, but on a state level like they did over the weekend?
It was really cool. It was fun to see how many people. I mean, it was a holiday weekend, so I mean, not as many people as maybe we would have hoped. But the cheerleader, we had some cheerleaders there and their parents, and it was a fun little celebration at the school, and lots of tears of joy and things that were going on with the girls, and it was just fun to see them so happy. And I've seen, you know, how hard they've been working, and they're here all the time, and it's just awesome when hard work pays off and we get to see the results.
You know, I think you see that most in the sport of wrestling because that's such a physical sport. It's hard work constantly. So seeing them be able to succeed, oh, it put a smile on the community's face. Now, looking ahead to the rest of third quarter, what are you looking forward to most at the middle school?
We're heavy into basketball right now. We're hoping to bring home two more region championships there. But academically, we also hope that we just see some better things this quarter with the interventions in place and that we can see some improved grades and celebrate that with students. We got our spelling bee going on. And then obviously, right after third quarter ends, then we're in testing time and things get rolling. But it's just great to be with these kids. They really are wonderful. We've had a pretty good year so far. I think kids, our theme all year has been Rise Up. And I feel like they really have done that, both behaviorally, academically, sports. I think across the board, these kids are doing awesome. So I just look forward to continuing that and seeing what we can accomplish.
Yeah, I think it's fair to say things are headed in the right direction at Mon Harmon. Principal Palmer, Jade, it was a pleasure to catch up with you today. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Again, our guest, Mon Harmon Middle School Principal Keith Palmer, as well as Jade Vasquez, talking about the girls wrestling recent state title at the middle school level combined with Helper Middle School, as well as the introduction of flex interventions at the school. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.